All right, so we're hanging out here with Brian Haas, keyboardist extraordinaire from Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey. How you doing today?
Doing great.
Yeah. You're in Massachusetts right now.
Yeah, we're in Falls River.
Beautiful
weather. The breeze is coming in off of the water, and we're really enjoying ourselves. We just finished sound check, and we're looking forward to a great show.
Right on. Now, if you like the breeze coming off of the water, on June 26th, when you're here at the Memorial Union Terrace, you'll be able to experience a very similar feeling, I think, while you're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. I've played that stage before, and we've been lucky enough to play Madison quite a bit, and it's just a gorgeous town.
Yeah, I think it fits your music and the Madison personality fit very well together.
Absolutely.
Now, so you've been here, but since you've been here last, there will be an addition of many new folks and faces. What kind of things could someone who's not familiar with your music expect from, just happen to stop by to have a pitcher of beer and you're playing? What could they expect?
They could definitely expect some innovative new music. The new record is quite a departure for us. We spent 13 months on it and definitely took more of a pop music or even a rock music approach with the record, and just did a lot of tracking and a lot of layering, but it's all really compositionally based, and it still sounds like Jacob Fred, but
right,
we added a really brilliant guitarist to the band, and it's really hard to describe. A lot of people don't really know what genre of music to place it in. I mean, in an interesting way, the music off this new record is more influenced by classical music than anything we've ever done, but it's almost like it's a classical approach, but it's an approach of like blending classical music with electronica beats and rock beats.
Yeah, that's right up my alley.
Cool.
Yeah, the listeners of Green Arrow Radio look forward to spinning that album this coming week and weeks beyond.
Beautiful.
And
I mean, it's not classical music in the traditional sense. It's just like, it's almost like a new take on classical music is about the best way I can put it. I mean, the compositional process was super influenced by classical music, but the studio process was super influenced by electronica and rock.
So the peanut butter and the jelly.
Exactly.
Mixing it together and a yummy sandwich it is.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, recently, my old stomping grounds are right about where you were just the other night at the main pub in Manchester.
Yeah, we were just there last night.
This
tour started in Boston at the Regatta Bar. We were going up against the Boston Celtics final game, and the club was completely packed. We were completely amazed. And we were actually playing during the game. So the tour started there in Boston, had an amazing show at the Regatta Bar, and then we did the main pub in Manchester last night and had a beautiful show, and there's just a lot of great people. The interesting thing about playing Manchester, Connecticut, is that there isn't really much of a scene there, but people drive from all over Connecticut to go hear music there. So
yeah, that I used to hang out there all the time, and hope Keith took good care of you.
Keith is definitely one of our favorites. He, he's just super gracious, and he approaches the entire evening like he's the host, which is exactly how it should be approached. And he's just, a gentleman and a scholar, and we really appreciate his hospitality for sure.
Yeah, he's the type of guy who's happy to have the artist that he selects to come to town.
Yeah.
And that's, Madison is that friendly as well. It's a nice comparison mm-hmm. between that. And now, when you started your tour, you were with my son Ra, Club Delph.
Oh, yeah, that was a great way to start the tour. Mike Rivard, or as everybody calls him, Micro. He's definitely like a early hero of ours. He's been at it for a long time, and he's a great example of just long-term commitment to music for music's sake. And he's definitely approaching in the same way that we have, which is to grow it slow like a tree, to grow it slowly over a lifetime. And I have so much respect for him and his band.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, they to me are my Sun Ra. I just totally, and part of it is because of Micro and his personality as well.
Absolutely.
You know, he's just a heck of a guy. So you were mentioning the new album that was out on the 8th of April, and the title?
The name of the new record is Lil Tay Rides Again, and it's out on Hyena Records. It's also being put out by Soundtribe Sector 9's label, 1320 Records. Mm. We actually did something really unique from a business perspective, and we put this record out with two labels simultaneously. One of the labels, Hyena Records, out of Brooklyn, is a jazz label, and then 1320 Records out of Santa Cruz is an electronica label, and we just feel really blessed to be able to put the record out with two completely different record labels acting in a partnership. That does not happen very often these days, and it's like really, really beautiful that we got 1320 Records and Hyena Records to come to an agreement and put the record out at the same time.
Yeah, it's obvious that they're out for the same purpose as folks like you for the sound and the music.
Absolutely.
And I think it's a great business decision to have to make a choice to be with people like that. I think you were in a great place and picked two great labels to work with, apparently.
Yeah, we got so lucky with it, you know. I mean, Hyena, we already owed Hyena a record, and we spent a really long time on it. We spent 13 months with the thing.
You did them right.
And then, you know, we sent it to Hyena. They loved it and were just happy to be getting anything at all. And at the same time, we sent it to Soundtribe's label, 1320, and immediately I got a text message from Hunter, the guitarist, and a text message from Jeffrey, the percussionist, saying, okay, we want to move forward. We want to do a whole separate contract, not with you, but with your record company. So I was just kind of honored that they wanted to take it under their wing, which they did and which they have done. And I appreciate both the different labels and the diverse personalities for just working together on our record.
Yeah, music and diversity should go hand in hand. And, you know, I hope others follow your lead and get lucky as well to find partnerships that will work just like this.
Yeah, it's been great so far.
It's a nice way to make music, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing to feel so supported by two totally opposite ends of the record label spectrum, you know? I mean, 1320 Records is a digital-only record company. Like, they don't believe in hard copies, which I think is the future of music, obviously. And, you know, Hyena Records is more of an old-school jazz label that, you know, is basically the mutation of jazz labels that started in the 60s. I mean, Hyena Records is a relatively new record company, but the record companies that eventually became Hyena Records, I mean, this goes all the way back to the late 60s, early 70s, so it's pretty funny. It's just like the two opposite sides of the spectrum are pushing our record at the same time, and it is that kind of record. It appeals to everybody. I mean, it appeals to people that previously, you know, did not enjoy Jacob Fred's music. We made something that sort of like crosses all barriers and, you know, destroys all boundaries, but we're still doing it, you know, being true to our art.
Yeah, you got to fight your own Death Star now and then.
Absolutely.
You know, you
got
to go at it your own way too, and that's the one thing I appreciate about your band is how, oh, it's a similar approach perhaps to music, but the way you're able to work together to create something that I just don't get many other places, that for me is a thrill.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's always nice to be able to find a well-woven basket of music. And you guys, I mean, for many years now, many albums, you've been plugging away at this.
Yeah, it's been 15 years now.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't ever bore. And after 15 years, you know, there's not very many bands that I can say that about personally.
Oh, well, cheers, you know, and it's funny, you know, because our new drummer is 22, and Reed and I started the band when I was 19, and he was 17, and so, I mean, Reed and I feel like we've been at it forever, but really, I mean, the music business, and especially the jazz world, still considers us to be babies, and we agree. I mean, we feel like we've got another, you know, 50, 60 years.
Yeah, nice.
Of growth in front of us. So.
Cool. I was going to say, where do you see yourself, you know, 5-10 years from now? Apparently still switching it up.
Yeah, you know, Reed, our bassist and guitarist, and he's been playing mostly lap steel lately, which is blowing people's minds.
I love it.
Reed gave me the 3-year plan a couple days ago, And it's really interesting. The next move, we're going to be reinterpreting in the trio format Beethoven's Third Symphony and Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. And that's going to be a lengthy, time-consuming endeavor for sure. I was over at Reed's house, and he gave me the 3-year business plan and then handed me the Franz Liszt piano transcription of Beethoven's Third Symphony and said, here you go, get started.
See you in a couple months. Like, you don't have time, though, with all the tour. I mean, you guys have a heavy tour date schedule going.
Yeah, I know, and Reed's trying to have me ready to go on it in November, and we're going to Europe in October, and it's great being in a band with Reed because he does not stop pushing himself or me ever, you know, and I appreciate that about him, you know, among other things. So
yeah, I think and the fans and the crowd and the ones listening, you know, they get to appreciate that fact as well. It shows in your music.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, and so let's say, well, first things, you planning on some kind of improvised or some funked out polka when you come to Madison, Wisconsin?
Well, you know
they're big into their beer and polka here.
Yeah, I know. My last name's Haas, and my mom's maiden name is Einzel, so I'm straight from the motherland as well. What we're going to do is we're going to start at the beginning of Lil Tay Rides Again and play the entire record from start to finish.
Awesome.
That's something that we've never, ever done in 15 years. We just now figured out that you can actually put a record out and then play the record. That's a brand new concept for us. We're really excited about it. And basically, the record is so intricate that we were forced to learn the record from beginning to end like a piece of classical music. And after we learned it from beginning to end, like a piece of classical music, then we were able to start diversifying and improvising based on the original concept.
Right, right. Oh.
So what we're going to do in Madison is actually just play the record from beginning to end, and that's what we've been doing at almost all of our shows. Just starting the record and playing it all the way to the end. But, I mean, it's very, very different every night.
Sure. Oh, I imagine. And that leads me to my next thing. Over all these years, as a musician, creating the improvised sounds that you come up with, what might be the oddest tune, song, or ditty that just happened to rear its head during a show, you know, out of nowhere? I imagine there's a lot of little creepy crawlers that come out during, you know, while you're playing and someone just introduces it, whether it's you or not.
Well, we've had some strange ones. I would say the weirdest one is somehow in the middle of a show, we were playing Alone Together by Dietz Schwartz, and somehow that turned into Straight Up Now Tell Me by Paula Abdul.
Ah, that is weird.
That was very weird. If you know Alone Together,
yeah,
basically in D minor, and then Straight Up Now Tell Me by Paula Abdul is also, I believe, originally in D minor, and somehow she worked her way onto the stage, and suddenly we couldn't play the jazz standard anymore, and all we could play was Straight Up Now Tell Me.
She has that ability.
It was frightening, actually.
Yeah, oh no, I know. Wow. Well, hey, you know, I bet people really got it. I like to try to be the one who finds out what the heck's going on next, you know, that when something like that happens. So I bet there's plenty of people out there trying to pick up the sound for a little while before they got it.
Yeah, it was pretty
and then they went, what the, what are they doing that?
Yeah, there was. You could hear audible laughing from the audience.
Excellent. Ah, you hit them good. Tetherball Triumph. Explain.
Well, you know, the basic concept behind Lil Tay Rides Again is the story of a young elementary school boy's school day. So, you know, it starts off, it's like Autumn, it's the first song, Autumnal, and then track 2 is to put on the winter clothes, and then track 3 is Tetherball Triumph. Where I went to school, everybody got there early so they could play on the playground in elementary school, and I was huge into tetherball, and that's basically where the concept came from. Now, I'm not the composer of that song. Brian Pryor, a.k.a. Tay Maulks, is the composer. But you know, as we were going through and coming up with the concept of the record, it started to become pretty clear that that third song was indeed about tetherball. You know, and then the fourth song, it's a little out of order. That one's called Carpool, which actually, you know, in the school day does come before the tetherball match. But
yeah.
The entire record is meant to be a reflection of, you know, just us kind of dealing with what it was like to go to elementary school in the Midwest.
Nice. Yeah, I still play tetherball every day. I work with young children, and tetherball is part of every day.
Oh, good. Yeah. You're still playing every day. Well, that tune makes perfect sense to you then. You understand, you know, tetherball is one of those strange activities that it's already over, right? By the time you start, it's just about over. It's just a strange zen activity that you could just repeat forever.
Forever.
You know, it's just one of those strange addictive things. It's hard to explain. There's something magical about watching the ball go round and round the pole, you know.
It is mad. It's like a Disney ride, or even, you know.
Just but it's so simple and primal at the same time, and it's such an ancient game, you know. There's been variations on that throughout history, and that tune is just a great example of that. That tune just kind of loops around, you know. That's a funny tune because all the melody parts are actually being played by the bass run through a whammy pedal. So, it sounds like chimey bells. It sounds like all this different stuff, but really, it's a really simple tune, and it's all based around the bass guitar, and it sounds like chimes and bells, but it's just a bass run through effects. You know, that's one of the great things about Reed is you tell who's doing what in this band.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, it's all about the sounds of the playground to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on.
Exactly.
Right
on. Exactly.
So, I want to first off thank you for your time. I know you are heading to play just shortly, and I appreciate that. I look forward to possibly sharing a pint with you on the 26th here at the Memorial Terrace.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. I think you guys have Optimator on tap there, don't you?
I think so.
Well, let's definitely draw up some pints of Optimator, and I look forward to meeting you in person. Thanks for the great interview.
Yeah, right on, my friend. And if people want to find out a little bit more about Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey, where can we point them?
I would say just jfjo.com, and through there you can get to the MySpace, you can get to the wide variety of stuff that we've got online. We've got tons of free videos online, free music. Tay Mayolks, who produced the record, actually did stop animation, old school style videos that go along with every song on the record, and that's definitely worth checking out. It's almost spooky. It'll remind everybody of the late 70s, early 80s. It's all stop animation. It's kind of took him forever, and he actually did stop animation for every song, and there's just tons of great videos up there. There's videos of us live in Brazil, live all over the world, and there's free music of us playing all over the world. So please check out jfjo.com. You can get to the MySpace through there, or you can just go to MySpace, click on music, and for artists, type in Jacob Fred.
Right on, Jacob Fred. And if Jacob Fred happens to call your high school daughter in the middle of the night, just tell her to hang up, right?
Exactly. Be very careful.
Be very careful. All right, my friend, I want to thank you again, and I look forward to seeing you on the 26th.
Cheers. Thanks for the great interview.
Cheers, bro. Peace.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.